今天我们要回到我们下半年的主要的已经讲到的系列。
Today we are to come back to the series of the second half of the year in our sermons.
聚焦在复活的活在末世的人生。
Focusing on the life in these last days.
这讲台主要的信息来自使徒保罗的书信《提撒罗尼迦前后书》。
And these sermons come from the epistles of Paul to Thessalonians.
本来是 Mary 姐妹要来翻译，但是她今天非常的头晕，刚刚躺在那儿。所以我就抓 Moses.
Initially, there's another person, Sister Mary, to be interpreting, but today now it's me.
求主特别施恩在我们身上。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
请你们打开《提撒罗尼迦前书》的二章的十七到三章的十三节，因为经文比较长，我就只请 Moses 来宣读英文的部分，你可以来伴随来看。我们按照我们传统，我们起立领受上帝的话。
We turn to the scriptures in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 13, and I'll read it in English. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again. But Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind in Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, as we long to see you, For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
如何来解读新约圣经最伟大神学家的书信呢？
How are we to interpret the greatest theologian of the New Testament in his epistles?
在新约的二十七卷书里，这个人写了十三卷。
In the 27 books of the New Testament, this person wrote 13 of them.
同时，这个神学家也是足迹遍布那时世界最强大的帝国罗马的重要城市。
And this theologian is the one that went to the greatest country in the, and the greatest empire in the time, the Roman Empire.
为基督甘心受苦做宣教士。
And for Christ's sake, he is willing to be the missionary.
这跟我们现代的很多的神学家和作家不一样。
It's very different from the theologians and the authors of our day.
如果你看新约的书信的时候，其实没有多厚。跟现在很多的神学家来比的话，保罗这个人并不是一个，书跟他的这个有很多大铺的书可以来夸耀的。
If you compare the New Testament to the books today, you see that it is not very long, and he's not one who used many words.
然而在圣灵的光照启示下，竟然成了颠覆世界的利器。
But under the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it became the tool to turn the world upside down.
将各种各样拦阻人的事情攻破，而把人的心意夺回顺服基督。
And remove all kinds of barriers in man, and to bring human's heart back to God.
除此之外，你发现这个人还常常把他自己的经历掏心掏肺的跟那些第一次接受他的信件的人说。
And other than this, you see this person sharing his personal opinions to those who receive his letters.
我们容易误解他，以为他是要标榜他自己。
We often misunderstand him, thinking that he's boasting.
但事实上有很多的仇敌来攻击诽谤他。
But there are many enemies who are slandering him.
也导致他的朋友对他有很多的误解。
So that even his friends misunderstood him.
但是这个人对他自己和他的角色有一个真正的自知自明。
But this person has a clear understanding of his own character.
他不断地这样说，他说我是罪人中的罪魁，我是外邦人的使徒。
And he keeps saying that I'm the sinners of sinner, I'm the apostle to the Gentiles.
要知道这个圣徒不是在他使徒的早期的时候，他不断地说他是一个罪人中的罪魁。
And you know that this saint, he always says that he is the sinner of the sin in the beginning of his life.
而是快要被罗马被捕交奠要就杀的时候，他这样说的。
But it is when he was about to die, and he keeps saying that I'm a sinner of the sinner.
如果你注意的时态的时候，他用的是现在式。And, 就是圣徒保罗在他快要离世的时候。
And so his tense, he was using the present tense, is just when he was about to leave the world.
所以我们知道这样的一个神学家，一个圣徒、罪魁、使徒、宣教士的保罗。
We know this theologian, this apostle, this sinner, and this disciple of Jesus Christ, Paul.
所以 Harry Hankinson 这个释经作家，他这样说的：你在解读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》和后书的时候，智慧的做法，你需要从三个视角来综合对待。
And Hendrickson said that when you interpret the first and second Thessalonians, there is a wise way to do it with three perspectives.
所以我们不可能。不可避免的要从保罗的书信中凸显他的神学主题，也就是说末世论的角度。
So we have to look at Paul in his theological out perspective, a theology of eschatology.
这个涵盖耶稣第一次升天、第一次来，一直到他再来之间的所有的教会时代。
Including the church age where between the ascension of Christ and his second coming.
在这个背景下，祈求圣灵来教导我们。
And under this background, we pray that the Holy Spirit will help us and teach us.
其次，我们不可避免的要从保罗这个外邦人的使徒不顾性命的宣教意向和实践他的神学上来解读圣灵的教导。
And second, we must see from the perspective of Paul as an apostle to the Gentiles, and he risking his life to interpret this teaching of the Holy Spirit.
当然，最后我们更不可能在对保罗的人生一无所知的情况下，就能够把这封信应用在我们。
And of course, it's impossible if we do not know anything about Paul to apply what he has said in our lives.
刚刚我们刚刚读到第二章的时候，十七到二十节，实际就从两个角度把保罗的一个经历和他跟当时的帖撒罗尼迦教会的经历摆现出来。
And so, in chapter 2, verse 17 to 30, we see two perspectives about two experiences of Paul that he has shared with the Thessalonians.
一个是离别，一个是相见。
One is a separation, the other one is coming together again.
你可以这样说，后来的第三章的一到十三节都是在叙述论证或者展开围绕着这个人生常见的主题来说的。
And you can say in chapter 3, it's surrounding these two topics and it's expounding on it and separation and coming together again.
所以首先是离别，对吧？
So first is separation.
你看到这个第二章的开始，就十七节，他说：弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面别。是面目离别，心里却不离别。
And he says here in chapter 2, verse 17, But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart,
我极力地想法子，很愿意跟你们见面。
We endeavored more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face.
所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦拦阻了我。
Because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us.
保罗这里围绕着一个离别的主题，谈离别的痛苦。
And Paul is talking about separation, talking about the difficulty in separation.
熟悉使徒行传的弟兄姐妹大概知道，帖撒罗尼迦的教会是处在罗马帝国的一个省份叫马其顿。
And if you are familiar with Acts, you know that the church in Thessalonians is in the area of Macedonia.
对中国大陆出来的人原来叫南斯拉夫，但是今天已经恢复又叫这个马其顿共和国了。
It used to be Yugoslavia, but now it's Macedonian Republic of Macedonia.
对我们的。国民要经常的更新哈。
So we have to keep on update our ideas.
这是保罗第二次宣教建立的这间教会。
This is a church that Paul has established in his second missionary journey.
在他逗留的不到几个月的时间里，最后就被迫离开。
And he was persecuted within a few months, and he has to fled.
根据使徒行传十五章到十八章，神学家几乎肯定这是保罗在宣教的途中在哥林多写的这两封书信。
And according to Acts 15 to 18, the theologians can sort of say that Paul wrote these letters to Thessalonica when he was in Corinth.
就是他整个的第二次宣教没有结束的时候，在其他地方写信给他们。
So before the end of his second missionary journey, he has written these two letters to Thessalonica.
收信的人跟我们一样都是外邦人。
And all this people who receive the letter is the same as us, the Gentiles.
你可以想象，在保罗离去的时候，这个年轻的教会才建立不到几个月的教会，面临各种各样的逼迫、异端教导的危险的情况。
You can imagine when Paul left, just in a few months, they're facing persecution and heresy and all kinds of difficulties.
所以保罗急切地想再见他们，兼顾他们。
And so Paul wanted to meet with them to strengthen them.
生怕把福音的福分失去了。
And he is so afraid that they will lose the blessings of the gospel.
第二方面是人生的相见。
And the second part is the reunion of life.
你看到马上在十九节到二十节，他就开始谈到说，我们的盼望、喜乐、所夸的将来的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是在主来的时候，你们在他面前站得住吗
？Verse 2:19 says, "For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you?"
他竟然大胆地说，你们就是我的荣耀，你们就是我们的喜乐。
And he says, "Therefore, you are our glory and joy."
保罗一下子就跳到。基督再临的那个世界，说这些人的命运能不能 跟永恒的生命建在一起，在基督台前审判的时候是怎么样的一个光景。
And Paul jumps straight to the second coming and elaborate how these people in their life should be with him in the second coming in the judgment.
他甚至把他自己的喜乐哀怒，他将来的永恒的奖赏都紧紧的跟这帮人连在一起了。
To the point that he connected very tightly with himself this eternal hope and joy in these people.
我们盼望今天我们也围绕着这两个主题来展开我们的教导。
And we hope that today we will elaborate on these two themes, life and separation.
来看教会的使命，我们个人的使命。
To see the vision and mission of our personal self and the church.
来看教会和个人的人生应该是怎么样。
And to see what the life of a personal life and a life in church should be.
人生实际上是有很多离别的，不是吗？
And in life, there is many separation, isn't it not?
在过去的两三个月里头，我们很多的孩子去读大学了。
In the past 2 to 3 months, a lot of our children went off to college.
然后有一些人会离开我们。
And some may leave us.
有的人离开是一个好像是个永久性的理解，离开。
And some left permanently.
在过去的一个星期发生很多事。
In the past week, many things have happened.
包括枪击
including a gun attack
包括我们过去中间的一个会友因为还在海边钓鱼的时候被风浪卷走失去生命
and even one of our members were by the seaside and he was swept away by the waves
我相信这种的生死的离别对人产生的震动是很巨大的
I believe that this kind of separationcreates a huge impact in our lives.
但有时候我们读保罗这段经文的时候呢，我们觉得哦，从教会的离别，好像是应该没有那样的一个生死离别。
But when we read Paul, when we see his separation, we don't feel the sense of gravity in his separation of the church.
他刚刚说我跟你们离开，是面离开，心里不能离。我极力想跟你们见面。
He says that when I was separated from you, it's in person, not in heart, and we wanted to meet with you.
但是魔鬼，换句话说，魔鬼的爪牙，包括那些人，阻挡了他。
But because of Satan's threat, Satan hindered them.
我们想从几个角度来看这件事，就是说，先谈两种分别的人生。
We'll look at it from different aspects. Let's look at two types of separation.
在教会第一次大公会议，就是《使徒行传》十五章，这是整体的普世的教会的第一次的大公会议，做了一件很重要的事情。
In the first ecumenical council, there is a very important decision made.
就说我们今天在座的人都不再是二等公民了。
And that is to say, all of us here is no longer second-class citizens.
你不需要先变成犹太人，再受洗成为基督徒。
You don't have to be a Jew and then be baptized to be a Christian.
你们今天当然不会是我们今天的问题。我们已经两千年就建立了这样一个新约的教导。
You say it is not our problem. It's been 2,000 years. It has been built on the New Testament.
但是这件事情产生一个极大的激励，对当时我们称为安提阿的教会的对外宣教。产生了一个积极的意向和一个推动。
But this created a tremendous vision and inspiration for the church in Antioch to preach to the Gentiles.
保罗带着这个大公教会的一个认可，他就回到安提阿的时候，他们在祷告中就引发了他第二次的宣教。
And Paul brought this acknowledgement back to the church of Antioch, and through their prayers, started his second missionary journey.
所以他是一种愿意的离开。
So he wanted with is a separation of willingness.
是在教会的差派和教会的支持下成为一个宣教士。
And under the sending of the church, he became a missionary.
所以在《使徒行传》十五到十八章的时候，历史学家路加他就记载保罗和巴拿巴再次的被安提阿教会差遣，开始了这个非常重要的 历史性的第二次宣教。
So in Acts 15-18, Luke the doctor recorded that Paul and Barnabas, under the sending of the church, became missionaries, started this second missionary journey.
当然我们教会不可能跟保罗比，但是我们也做一件重要的事。
Of course, our church cannot compare to Paul, but we made an important decision.
在过去的一段时间里头，我们的宣教的执事和特别是宣教的长老，花了很长的时间来制定详细、周全、平衡、公平的一个宣教政策和细节。
And of course, in the past few months, our missional staff, pastors and deacons, they have come up with a plan with missionary the details and all.
好，甚至我们破天荒的几乎把昨天所有的主要的时间都在讨论这个政策带来的影响。
And to a point that yesterday we're discussing all this impact of this missionary details that they have made.
我为红军长老感恩。
And I give thanks for Elder Lee.
大家讨论非常的认真。
And we're very serious in the discussion.
细节的话呢，我留给李红军在12:15来讲。政策的亮点他来讲。
In the details, I'll leave it to him.
那我有一个盼望，这个出台的政策。
I will have a hope that is this this discussion.
要跟这个教会在本地和普世宣教的生命和信心同步的成长。
It has to grow together with the vision of the church in this local area.
真的 ，otherwise it's just a paper.
要不然只是一个商讨。
因为我们需要把自己不断地献在祭坛上，让福音教会的下一个15年在上帝的手中成为更馨香的祭。
Because we have to offer ourselves on this sacrifice, this altar, so that we can be a better sacrifice in the next 15 years.
我们至少打发了第一对宣教士出去，不是吗
？At least we have sent our first team of missionaries out, haven't we not?
我们长执都说，我们过去支持很多外来的宣教士，包括你们神学生到我们这里是路过的，对不对？你们是路过，对不对？
Our pastoral staff say we have supported many missionaries in the past, even our seminary students.
虽然的时候我知道我们有不情愿的时候。
And of course, we know that there are sometimes that we are unwilling.
我们感情难以割舍。
Of course, we are hard in an emotional separation.
还有一些人不愿意改变。
And some do not wish to change in their thinking.
因为多容易啊，就继续再干吧。
How easy it is, we just continue as it is right
now. 但是我们已经靠上帝的恩典迈过这个坎了。
But by God's grace, we have walked through this mountain.
昨天看济南在带领长执会的时候，我绝对超过我十倍。
And first, when I see Pastor Jinan leading the session, it was better than me.
真的，这是这个教会的里程碑。
Yes, this is the milestone of the church.
为此呢，我也把我们这个我自己前两天呢，就把我接下去要回国的8个城市宣教的告诉长执会，请他们带到。我刚开始这样做，后来不做了，原因我是说不想麻烦他们，但是我就发现不麻烦他们呢产生很大的问题。
And so I shared with the session about where the 8 cities that I wanted to go. I initially didn't want to tell them because I thought it's too troubling for them, but it's not.
但因为我觉得当我这样做的时候，我把自己放在一个很危险的境地。
When I don't share with them, I feel that I'm putting myself in a dangerous position.
我认为不需要这教会我带到，因为那个是我的事。
I thought that the church don't have to pray for me, it's my own matter.
但这是我的错误，我学习悔改。
But this is my error, and I repent.
我希望你们不要觉得这是个 burden.
And I hope that you don't feel this as a burden.
为我祷告的时候，不要觉得哎呀，又一个祷告信，多长啊！
Don't grumble when you pray for me.
其实，宣教的开始不容易。
Actually, the beginning of mission is not.
比如在这个，如果你读熟悉《使徒行传》，或者包括这段的时候，他们同工的搭配在第二次宣教的时候就出问题了。
And if you are familiar with Acts, you know that in the second time they partnered, there is a big problem.
保罗就不愿意带这个不成熟的 John Mark 这个约翰约翰马可同行，因为他第一次就出点问题，不能在施工场上奋战。
And Paul didn't want to take John Mark with them because in the first time they abandoned him.
结果他的老搭档发现保罗的巴拿巴。他们两个对马可有不同的看法。
But his old partner Barnabas has different opinion towards John Mark.
一个是冲得很快的人，一个是知道怎么样带领下一代成长的人。
One is at the frontier, the other one knows how to encourage.
每个人都有他每个人的道理。
Each of them have their own.
但是上帝有极大的美意。
But God has His wonderful will.
让他们两个人分道扬镳。
So that they go different paths.
所以保罗带着希拉，然后走了地中海沿海的11个城市。
So Paul took Silas and he went through the cities in the Mediterranean area.
在特比、路斯德、弗里加、
Derbe, Lystra, and Phrygia.
当他走到我们熟悉的一个景况，就是他到了这个特洛亚的时候。
So when he come to a place that we're familiar with, at Troas.
然后夜间保罗看见一个听看到一个异象，有个人央求他去马其顿。
He saw a vision at night. The pleading to go to Macedonia.
因此保罗和他同伴立即坐船去了马其顿。
And saw Paul and his partners went to Macedonia.
接下来就是历史了，腓立比教会的建立，提撒罗尼迦教会的建立。
And then the Philippian church and the Thessalonica church was founded.
你可以想象我们今天的情况也是类似。
You can imagine that our similar situation today.
虽然根基已经建立了，在使徒。先知的根基上，但是教会的拓展从来没有停止过。
Even though the foundation has been laid by apostles and prophets, but expansion of the
church continues. 对佛州的影响也不会停在这里。
And the influence of this church to Florida will not stop here.
这是愿意的离开。
This is a willing separation.
但是还有不愿意的离别。
But there is an unwilling separation.
是被迫的离开。
It was forced.
今天的经文就讲到这种不情愿。
And today, this scripture is talking about this unwilling separation. And so when Paul left Thessalonica, he went to Berea. And over in Berea, many were willing to listen to his gospel.
但是帖撒罗尼迦城的那些犹太人，因为先保罗到他们那里传福音，他不听，然后保罗就让帖撒罗尼迦的外邦人信主了，所以他们非常的不高兴，这些犹太人。
And so the Jews in Thessalonica were very unhappy because the Gentiles in Thessalonica has believed in Christ.
所以他们跑到另一个城，保罗现在去的这个地方来搅扰会众。
And they brought a stirring crowd to the Berea where Paul is now teaching.
所以导致保那些弟兄们说不行，太危险了，必须跑掉。就把保罗透过海路就送到了雅典。
And so Paul has to leave to Athens.
然后保罗在雅典还急切的等留在那里的提摩太。
And in Athens, Paul was waiting anxiously for Timothy.
所以就是这样的背景，让我们可以开始了解说保罗为什么不愿意离开刚刚成立的教会。
And under this background, you can understand why Paul is unwilling to leave Thessalonica.
如果说我们不离开的话，可能是感情绝对没有那种不情愿，因为这个教会已经建立十五年，有很好的根基。
If we are to leave, it's always almost always emotional, not because we are persecuted or forced.
当保罗提到拦阻的时候，他提到撒旦拦阻我们。
When Paul talks about hindrance, he says Satan hindered us.
我们一般就是把他说哦，就是撒旦直接做的。
Or we always think that it's Satan directly hindering.
其实，在这个属灵的世界里头，跟神一样，神做事可以直接做事，神可以透过人做事。
And so in this spiritual world, it's the same. God can directly do things, or can do things indirectly.
魔鬼是一样，控制那些不信的人、悖逆的人，来使用他们来逼迫基督徒。
And Satan the same used those unbelievers to persecute Christians indirectly.
所以很艰难的，我们就可以看到这种艰难中教会怎么样生存。
And so you see in amidst this persecution how the church continues to survive.
请问保罗为什么急于要相见这些年轻的教会？
And that's why Paul is so urgent, so anxious to meet with this church.
当美国枪击事件不断发生的时候，心里最紧张的是谁？
When this gun violence continues to occur in the United States, who is the most anxious?
那些父母亲把孩子送到大学里的，对不对？
Of course, the parents who send their kids to college.
我敢肯定你们的心是七上八下。
I can guarantee that you are anxious.
可你的 anxious 可能会更高，如果这是一个常春藤大学，可能更高，因为这是社区大学，可能不是我们教会会有去的地方。
If it's a more prestigious university, perhaps you will be even more anxious.
但是不管怎么样，这种事情发生的时候，有一个很大的原因，我们的父母就担心年轻的人没办法处理这种紧急的状况或者危险的境界。
And when these things happen, we're anxious because we think that our kids cannot handle this situation.
那么需要怎么来办呢？对我们的孩子怎么样牧养呢？
How do we shepherd our kids in this way?
不仅让他们身体上安全，更是灵魂安全呢。
Not only should we secure the physical self, but also the spiritual self.
在这个艰难上，我罗列了五个。
And in this point, I have 5 points.
我会很快地走过。
I will go through it very quickly.
他说，要第一个是要坚固那些信心不足的人。
One is to strengthen those who are weak in faith.
就是年轻的基督徒。
And those are new Christians.
所以他打发教会做执事的，其实他做讲道的是一个牧师提摩太，前去兼顾这些人，补满他们信心的不足，在第二节和第十节。
He sent the preacher Timothy there to strengthen the faith of these new believers.
我发现在教会这件事情非常重要，就是说刚刚信主的人呢，有点像刚新生的儿子，你不会把心马上直接把他送到幼儿园的。
I realize this is very important for church life. A new believer is like an infant. You cannot just send him straight to the kindergarten.
他需要一对一的一个带领。
He needs a kind of one-to-one.
需要教会已经成熟的时候，不光是把他带到团契来，这是最第一步，这只是第一步。
Even when the church is mature, you cannot just bring him to the fellowship. This is the first step.
如果你真当过父母亲，你知道这刚刚生下来的喂奶的那段时间。
If you are a parent, you know that the period when you have the infant just newborn.
但有时候基督徒没有那样的一个 urgency， 觉得这个啊没事，他们会自然而然长的。
But sometimes Christians don't have this urgency. They think that the new believers will grow by themselves.
我看到有些弟兄姐妹在刻意的一带一，我真是特别感恩。
And I see some brothers and sisters doing one-on-one mentorship. I'm very grateful.
这并不是一个教会整体要做什么，但是每一个人基督徒他一个 personal ministry。
But it is not what the whole church is doing. But every Christian has his own personal ministry.
第二点会讲多一点，就是安慰这些患难的人。
And second is to encourage those who are in persecution.
保罗说在所信的道可以产生劝慰的时候他说避免有些人被诸般的患难摇动了因为你们知道自己我们受患难原是命定的第四节我们在你们那里的时候就预先告诉你们我们必受患难以后果然应验了你们也是知道这事
Paul says in chapter 3 verse 4 for when we were with you we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction just as it has come to pass and just as you know
所以保罗到帖撒罗尼迦的时候是引起暴乱的
So when Paul went to Thessalonica, he stirred up a mob.
有些危险是影响他们生意的。
There's some danger to their business.
那比如在以弗所的情况，就是他讲不要拜偶像的时候，那个在做银匠要做各种各样手势来拜偶像的生意就要关门了。
So for example, in Ephesus, when you say you should not worship idols, those who are making idols will lose their business.
所以当这些不信的犹太人来逼迫。保罗的时候呢他不光是把保罗赶出了城同时呢也让帖撒罗尼迦会在一个苦难中
So when the unbelieving Jews persecute Paul he's not only chasing Paul out of the city but he's making life difficult for the believers
但我特别要强调这个受患难原来是命定的为主受苦这些事
But I want to emphasize that to be persecuted is actually the will of the Lord
当然你也可以说我们受苦是命定的说只是使徒受苦
When you say that, oh, only the apostles is destined for afflictions.
如果你熟悉新约圣经的话
But if you are familiar with the New Testament,
在这一百年的时候，当然有当时的情景。
Of course, there are situations back then.
受逼迫在里面有喜乐是一个主要的主题，无论是雅各书还是彼得书。
Being persecuted joyfully is the main theme in the New Testament.
北美在过去的两百年内享受了相当好的一个平安。
And North America enjoyed peace for the past 200 years.
但已经不再是真实的。
But it is no longer true.
要回到新约的那个模式里了。
You have to go back to the model of the New Testament.
这个模式就是在耶稣基督第一次来和第二来之间会产生不同形态的逼迫。
And this model is the persecution that will occur between the first and the second coming of Christ.
有时候基督徒没有受逼迫是基督徒因为放弃自己的信仰原则。
And Christians sometimes when they're not persecuted, they gave up their principles of life as Christians.
有的时候是有人刻意要攻击你。
And sometimes when people wanted to attack you,
比如说我们都知道的上个星期发生这个事情，这个叫Mercer 的这个人。
For example, the gun violence that we know last week that happened, this Mercer.
我搜了一下，发现他有一个愿望。
And I looked up and I saw that he has a wish.
这个人杀死九个人的时候，他一个愿望说 ，I want to be welcome in the hell.
And he has a wish, and that his wish is he wanted to be welcome in hell.
他加入一个。Alpha Beta 的这个组织是撒旦会。
He joined a cult called the Alpha Beta.
很多的细节不知道。
We don't know many details.
但是所以他会说，谁是基督徒，你们站起来。
But he would say, "Who among you are Christians? Please stand up."
然后他就杀这些人。
And then he killed the Christians.
今夜我就让你们到你们的上帝面前，你们不是很想去上帝那儿吗
？So he said, "I will bring you to God tonight. Won't you want to meet God?"
现在在美国，你不需要自找，就可以有逼迫。
And in America, you don't have to look for it, and the persecution will come to you.
你们会不会离开这个教会呢？
Will you
会不会离开你的信仰呢？
Will you leave your church and your faith?
因为我们在美国已经是天然的知道说，如果有人来教养教会，我可以打电话叫警察来保护教会的。
Because you may say that in the church, I can call the police to come if there's someone persecuting.
但是这一天也许以后不会这样的。
But in future, it may not be.
在中国大陆目前的逼迫仍然继续。
The persecution in China continued.
但结果导致教会的增长。
But it causes the church to increase instead.
我这一次在中国的徐州是第二次跟公安相遇。
And this time round in Xuzhou, I've met with the police the second time.
我绝对不想跟他们再见面，因为在这个江苏已经见过一次面了，我在江苏很麻烦。
I don't want to meet them again because I've met them in Jiangsu before.
当一个同工告诉我警察来的时候，我第一个反应就夹起我的笔记本电脑，我坐最后一排，唰就从门里出去了。我出的时候就发现警察一大批从那过来，然后我就进到我的房间去了。
When a coworker told me that the police is coming, I took out my laptop and I ran out, but I saw the police coming and I went into my room.
那7200个人全都堆在那里头，然后接受检查。
And so all 200 odds of us are all there being investigated.
包括几个老美，我就是说是 蓝眼睛这个白皮肤的人
including some of the Americans there.
但是非常感恩他们执法非常的文明
But give thanks to God that they're very civil about it.
然后这个国内的牧者非常的有勇气
And the pastor in China was very courageous.
在我们中间的访问过一段时间的这个方小军牧师当时是主席
And the chairman was one of the pastors who
interviewed before. 他就在台上说：“这是我干的，这个会是我召集的。”
He said, "This is I've organized this meeting."
高真牧师呢，从北京来，他说：“我们这个会本来在北京开，但是呢，因为北京不是要这个70周年吗？所以我们警方告诉我们不行，这人太多了，所以我们到徐州。然后你们有一个政府部门告诉我们可以的。”
And another pastor from Beijing said, "We're supposed to have this in Beijing, but there is some 70th anniversary going on, and we have to move to Xuzhou." And your official says it's okay to have it here.
我当时没看见，因为我已经躲起来了。我在里头 text 给那个里头人。
I didn't say because I was
hidden.
I was texting, and through the photos, they were seeing all this.
他们的这种的风度、这种的智慧和勇气，包括在上面唱诗，然后跟他们传福音。真的，我是看到一种华人教会的重要的未来，不再是在香港，不再是在台湾，也不是在北美。
And this wisdom and courage that I see them being exhibited, I see this is a kind of a good character that I see in China that is being exhibited, not in Taiwan or in Hong Kong.
Even not in the States.
Not even in the States.
不是他们本身有什么特别。
It's not that they're special.
患难生老练，老练生盼望，结局绝不后悔。
And persecution brings character, character brings hope, and hope gives us life.
我非常感恩我们这间教会跟他们有份。
And I'm very thankful that our church is connected with them.
一同的成长。
And we can grow together.
然后有一个好的结局要告诉大家。
And I have a good ending to tell you.
跟政府这样的交往中呢，他们前一段时间要把这个徐州的这个基督教学校要关掉。最后，因为谈论过程中说啊，你们那就不用关了，好好的办学，好做光做盐。
So after this communication with the officials.They initially wanted to shut down the school, but now they say that, oh, good, just continue on, be salt and light.
那明年再来。
Next year you can come again.
那第三个方面，他讲到了一个异端的引诱。
And this third point, he's talked about the deception, the temptation of the heresy.
他那里说到，恐怕那些诱惑你的人，到底真的诱惑成功了，让我们的劳苦亏于土壤。
And he says that for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain.
因为天堂东西教教会是一个盼望主来的教会
Because Thessalonian Church is a church that hope for the coming of Christ
比如他们马上说耶稣有的人说耶稣已经来了你们已经末班车没搭上耶稣已经把其他人都接走了
And some even say that Christ has come and he has taken some with them
所以他们非常的紧张
So they're very anxious
这为什么天堂东西后面你们会听到我牧师长老的讲道为什么他们说保罗要不断跟他们说要有些死的人要先复活或者说先睡的人再复活再轮到你们他们还没活你们所以还没轮到你们呢别着急
So this is why you hear Paul talking about all this eschatological matter who's resurrecting who's resurrected and all these things in the future you will hear
在过去的这几年有多少人说耶稣明天要来的人
In this past few years there are so many who claim that Jesus is going to come
耶稣肯定要来
Of course Jesus is going to come
但是一定不按我们的时间表
But not according to our schedule
好我们除了看他上帝在这苦难中的这些的目的你还发现上帝在这苦难中有一些作为让我们来达成拆船的三种方式
And you see that not only on these purposes that God has given us you see that there is some goals that God has for affliction for missions
我只列了四和五
I'm listed point 4 and 5
一种方式就是差派人和自己的探望的第五到第十一节这样说为此我既不愿意再忍就打发人去要晓得你们的信心如何要见你们的面第十一节说愿上帝我们的父我们的主耶稣一直引我们能够到你们那里去
And first is to send people to him to visit In verse 5 it says For this reason when I am buried no longer I sent to learn about your faith In verse 11 Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Direct our way to you
这个去看是很很重要的
And this visitation is very important
在我们的新的 policy 里头红军长老就写到说如果我们去了哪个地方你经过了北京或什么我们有宣教士在那里你们都可以去探望他们
In our new policy, it says that if you go through certain parts, if you have, for example, Beijing, and you have missionary there, you are to go and visit them.
我特别鼓励我们经常出差的这些人。
And I encourage those who are having, who travels a lot.
不要让阿里南一个人去看他们。
Don't let just one person to go and visit them.
大吃大喝的机会你要有。
Of course, you have to have times of feast.
真的，你见面的那种鼓励完全是不一样的。
The encouragement that you have by visiting them is totally different.
至少我一件事我不后悔我们教会曾经支持过这个 Kim 和这个Fonda And
one thing that we did not regret is that we have supported Kim and Fonda before their departure from the world.
一同祷告，一同构想将来的侍奉。
I've met with them and
安慰他们。
We shared about ministry and encouraged them.
除了这个之外呢？ 他特别祈祷昼夜地为他们祷告。
Other than this, it says that he prayed for them day and night.
他第10和第12节说， 我们昼夜切切祷告，要见你的面， 补满你们信心的不足。
Verse 10, it says, as we pray most earnestly day, night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith.
所以他在这里祷告有几件事， 为他们的信心祷告。 接下来让他们爱心12节说， 让你们彼此相爱， 而且爱别人的心都能增长。
And first he prayed for his faith in verse 10. In verse 12 he says that may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to pray for their love. Just like how he and Paul love them and go to them, he wants the Thessalonians to send missions out. And we establish one church, he had the hope to establish a group of churches. And that is why it's the teaching of the church to have an interconnected church in a place.
昨天很想感恩我们的政策完了以后呢，因为没有时间，我们没有办法为这个政策祷告哈。我们今天会有时间让你们祷告的。
Yesterday, after we draw out the policy, we didn't have time to pray for it.
至少昨天丽兰的说，是这个我们需要为宣教士祷告，所以他们要搞一个栏目，要放在一个比较显著的地方，大家都能看到我们支持的十几位宣教士他们的代祷信。
So they are to put a notice board in a place where it's conspicuous, so that you can know who we are supporting and you can pray for them.
还有一件事情没写在上面，我认为是很重要的事。
And there's another thing that's not written there, which I think is very important.
就是书信的来往和media的来往。
And that is the coming forth, back and forth of the media.
知道我们教会有一个神学院吗？
Do you know that our church?
就是我们教会主要不少的人在这里。
Our church has a seminary?
有一个叫CETS的神学院，知道吗？
There is a CETS seminary.
看吧，你们没祷告吧？我就一问就知道了。
You don't know that because you haven't been praying.
很多的原因是因为我们。 我们没有把这东西放在弟兄姐妹的视线里面。
And many times it's our fault because we did not put this across and inform the brothers and sisters.
那回去又跟这有关，就是跟第三千禧年和中国伙伴的施工，就是这样。我们有不断的定期回去，也有这样的一个透过媒体来帮助他们成长的。保罗在监狱能够写信改变帖撒罗尼迦教会，我们今天不能够透过媒体。
We have to pray for this media because even Paul wrote letters in prisons to strengthen the faith. So can we not use media today to strengthen the faith of others?
更重要的,
More importantly,
是耶稣基督,
that is Jesus Christ.
也在这个离别和患难中有份。
He is also take part in this separation and affliction.
耶稣有两次的离开，甚至要有两次离开， 对不对？
There is two separation of Christ mentioned in the Bible.
第一次他离开父。 来到这个世界上，成为我们中间的一员。我们刚刚的圣餐已经讲了，他来到这世界上的目的。The first time
is the separation from the Father to come to this earth, and then his, we have shared it during the Holy Communion just now.
那最深的一个离开呢，是在十字架上的死。And
the greatest separation was his death on the cross.
在一个意义上来说呢，他跟父神有一种奥秘性的离开。And
meaning there's a mysterious separation between him and the Father.
原来的离开，他仍然永远可以跟父祷告的。
And in original separation, he can pray to God.
当然耶稣是上帝，从这角度他永远没办法分开。
But Jesus is God; he can never be separated.
但如果咱们想，耶稣是一个人，他是个完全的人。
But Jesus is also human.
他是灵魂，有灵魂，有身体的人。
He has a soul and he has his body.
耶稣基督至少有3天的灵魂和身体的分开。
And in 3 days, there was a separation between his soul and his body, at least 3 days.
所以在阴间的那个日子。
And in Hades at that time.
但是
But
这个离别就带来我们在我们的离别中能够有安慰。
This separation brought us comfort in our separation.
因为上帝没有让我们做孤儿。
Because God did not leave us as
orphans. 他不光派耶稣基督来寻找我们。
He did not only send Jesus to look for us.
而把我们引到父的家里。
But he brought us back to the family of God.
我们原来实际上是已经无家可归的人，虽然你可能有亲，有真正有爸爸妈妈。
We were actually homeless, even though.
我们跟宇宙万物的主宰，我们生命的源头是隔开的。Even though
we have our earthly parents, but we are separated from the Creator.
那这个是他第一次离开。This
is his first separation.
他第二次离开的时候，是他复活40天以后，他要走了，到父右边去掌权了。 session 了，他要开始治理他的国家了。
The second separation was 40 days after his resurrection.
他是不是不管我们了
？It's not about us.
是不是不管我们了
？Is it that he abandoned us?
显然不是。所以在前面的经文，他说到很多次，说我去是为你们预备地方，我去要差遣圣灵住在你们中间。
Of course, it's not because he say, "I go to prepare a place for you. I go to send the Holy Spirit to you."
如果刚刚我们圣餐的时候没有圣灵与我们同在，把我们带到天上的宝座，我们的圣餐是没有效果的。
If we have Holy Communion just now without the presence of the Holy Spirit to bring us into the heavenly tabernacle, it's useless.
圣灵上帝住在教会，住在每一个弟兄姐妹中间，让我们确知我们是神的儿女，他没有放弃我们。
Holy Spirit dwells in the church in the lives of the believers to give us assurance that we are children of God and that he did not abandon us.
成为我们患难中随时的帮助。
That we can have help in our persecution.
我们能到哪里去呢？
Where are we going?
如果美国变成欧洲，难道我们就跑到月球上去吗？
If America became Europe, are we to go to the moon?
因为将来耶稣要回到这个星球上来。
Because Jesus is to come back to this planet.
所以耶稣基督在这里身去是与我们有利的。
So Jesus says, I leave for your sake.
基督徒的光景要比原来往前迈进了一大步。
And the Christian will move one giant step ahead.
请问耶稣基督的两次离开是他愿意不愿意的
？So is the separation of Christ willing or unwilling in these two times？
真的有不愿的成分，但是他总是顺服。无论他变成人的过程，作为婴儿的过程，还是他的十字架上死，然后，但他每一次，包括他升天，都非常的顺服。
There is
他当愿意跟他的弟兄姐妹在一起。
There is element of unwillingness, but there is always submission from his.Separation from the Father.
但是天父说什么？现在你不是在这儿，你要上去。
But God says you are to ascend to me now.
四十天前讲过关于神国的道之后
，After 40 days talking about the kingdom of God,
他就上去了。
And he went up, ascended.
但是呢
，But
这两次都是为了上帝的旨意，都是为了我们的福祉。
These two separations is for the will of God, is for our blessing.
为了预备我们将来最大的欢乐。
Is to prepare us for the greatest affliction ahead.
在天上或在新天新地里。
In the heavens or in the new heavens and the new earth.
离去是为了相聚。
Separation is to meet again.
人生相见，有多少人喜欢我们团聚的时候
？And many of us wants to be reunited.
我们这一次去短宣的时候，记得罗玉特别的激动。
I remember this time going for mission trip.
当然，这是他第一次跟我们一块去。
Sister Loy is very excited.
还有原因，很多年没回老家西安了。
Because it's the first time there, and of course she hasn't been back to China for many years.
她爸爸妈妈因为都在这边。
And because the parents are all here.
兄弟姐妹也在这边。
And brothers and sisters are all here.
但她有一件事情的话，她就是要跟她的同学见面，约好了。
But she has one agenda to meet with her friends there.
然后呢，我们本来出去玩是没她的。
So normally when we go out for visitation, she was not involved.
我不知道她究竟是想跟我们在一起呢，还是想去玩。她就是。两个都是哈，他先去看了同学，跟他们传完福音，然后又回来，颠颠的又回来，然后跟我们去玩。
So she went out to visit her friends, share the gospel with them, and then she came back and went out with us.
因为有一件事是真的。
Because there's one thing that's true.
就说亲人离别之后，朋友离别以后，都有一个思念的情怀。
Because when relatives are separated, friends are separated, there is always a longing.
大多数的相聚都是美好的。
And most of the reunions are good.
但是其实有一些的相聚并不那么快乐。
But there are some reunions that is not so happy.
我们会看到我们同学已经有很多的变化。
You see that some of our friends have changed.
他们对福音没有什么悔改。回应。
They are not responsive.
但是有一些人是有一些眼神的改变。
But there are some glimmers of hope in some.
那还有一些导致我们没有办法见面的时候不失望的。
But there are some that when we cannot meet, we are not.
因为我觉得取决于我们盼望的是什么。
Because the one that who give us hope is.
如果你的盼望很低，当然你就不会失望。
If you're very low expectation of hope, you will not.
如果你盼望是暂时的，是永恒的，就有不同的结果。你的盼望是忧愁还是喜乐，也不一样。
So because if your hope is built on earthly hope, it's different.
如果你的盼望是黑暗。和光明，那更是天壤之别。
If your hope is darkness or light, that's totally different between them.
我刚刚提到这个 Chris Harper 这个 Mercy 这个人。
I was just talking about Chris Harper Mercer.
他也是带着一个盼望去的人。
He's the one with hope as well.
他是 Beta 不是 Alpha.
He's Beta not.
在他们这个撒旦教的老大里头，就是那些老大是 Alpha。 头。
In this satanic cult, there's the alpha who is the head.
他认为他只是个贝塔，因为这个人大概没有多少人理他。
He thinks that he's just beta because not much pay attention.
但他有一个盼望，如果他做这样的事。
But he has a hope that if he accomplishes such stuff,
他可以从贝塔升为阿尔法。
He can be promoted to alpha from beta.
What a darkness this!
What darkness is this?
撒旦不就是来了掳掠仇杀吗？让人永远的死亡。
Satan is here to deceive men so that they can die in eternity.
其实我们还有不少的坏消息。我提到廖经纬弟兄去世了，意外的去世。
And there is some bad news among us. Our brother Liao Jingwei has passed away.
我在上个星期还想到他，我真的是说。
And last week I was still thinking of him.
因为我们要打乒乓球了。
We are going to
他是我乒乓球启蒙教练。
He is my coach.
带我去那个，我们教会还没有开始这个团契杯。
When we haven't started this table tennis cup.
所以每年一到这时候，我一定会念叨他几句。
Around this time of the year, I'll always remember him.
我们第一届开始的时候，他已经离开我们，就是搬到北卡了。
And the first table tennis cup, he has already moved to North Carolina.
当我听到这个丽珠给我打电话的时候，我心一下就沉下去了。
When I heard this phone call, my heart sank.
这个弟兄是走了美国一大圈的人。
This brother has traversed America in one full round.
从 Boston 开始他的学习工作。
From Boston, it's the starting of his academic career.
大概芝加哥、西雅图。然后加州 Arizona Florida 北卡又回到了 Boston
So from Chicago Seattle LA Arizona Florida and then back to Boston
生活上面临各种各样的挑战
He faced all kinds of challenges in life
他现在的老大 Sonia 刚刚大学毕业老二呢今年刚上大二
His first child was came out from college The second child is going into college
然后在风浪中就被卷走了
And he was swept away in the waves.
所以我听完这个时候，跟他们牧师打完电话之后呢，就跟知道淑芬刚刚从这个 funeral home 回来，就是好的时间给他打电话，我就给他打了个电话。
So I received this news. I called the pastor, and when the wife returned, I gave her a call.
我问了各种各样的情况之后
，and I asked her about the details.
我们就开始祷告。
Then we started praying.
在前面的时候，我觉得他都是蛮，就是说没有什么。就比较 calm 的来讲这些事情。
In the beginning,
在祷告中的时候，我们两个人都哭了。
In the beginning, it was very calm, but in our prayers, we both cried.
但是有一件事情，我有一种极大的安慰在这个祷告里。
But there is a great comfort in this prayer.
我知道我这个弟兄现在在哪里。
I know where this brother is right now.
我真知道他在哪里。
I really know.
虽然他人生有很多的坎坷。
Even though there is various difficulties in his life,
但是我能得到一种我说呀，将来跟他相见的日子会。
But I'm looking forward to the time when I will meet with him again.
因为其实，在我们的人生里面，相见真的会影响我们今天的生活。
Because in our life, reunion.
你期待什么样的相见，你今天就会怎么样的活。
Reunion really have an impact on our life, and how you view reunion will impact how you live today.
首先，保罗发现上帝一直掌权，要实现上帝的计划，所以上帝在离别中在做事。
And so Paul realized that God is sovereign and he is fulfilling his plan. And so in separation, God is fulfilling his promise.
第三章的六到后面，你发现说他派保提摩太去的时候，发现他们的信心、爱心是在增长的。
In verse 6 onwards, you see that when he sent Timothy, he realized that their faith and love is growing.
而且那个教会纪念他们的工作。
And the church is remembering their work.
过去几个月的工作。
And the works on the past few months.
我也深信你们会纪念神透过我们在这里的侍奉，不是吗？
And I believe that you remember.
我没办法跟保罗来比，这不可能的。
Of course, I cannot compare to Paul.
但是这里保罗对保罗说多么大的一个鼓励。
But this is such a great encouragement to Paul.
This is not about the money. Once again,
这不是关于金钱的问题。
It's about your life.
是关于
give it to
是关于你生命的问题。
我要的更多。
And I want more.
他说我切你们切切的想见我们如同我们想见你们一样发现这个教会成长了
I want you to meet me as I am wanting to meet you
所以第七节他所以弟兄们我们在一切的患难苦难之中因你们的信心就得安慰你们长大了
In verse 7 it says For this reason brothers in all our distress and affliction we have been comforted about you through our
你们若靠主得站立我们就活了
If you are standing on Christ we will be alive
我们在上帝面前若因你们是甚喜乐，为这一切的喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答上帝呢
？So if you are for what thanksgiving can we return to God for you for all the joy that you feel for your sake before our God？
真的让我想起这个教会的时候，充满了感恩。
So when I think of this church,
真的充满了感恩。
Full of gratitude. I'm full of gratitude.
保罗听到提摩太这么说，逼迫的教会，靠着主在爱心和信心上充足，他就喜乐。
Paul rejoiced when he heard from Timothy that this church in persecution is growing in faith.
所以你们不用担心。
So don't worry.
陈牧师不带领和牧养这个教会了，教会会怎么样呢？
And Pastor Chen is not leading his church, what will happen to it?
真的弟兄姐妹，你们不用担心。
Really, brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry.
你们如果在你们的位分上来尽本分。
If you fulfill your duties in your position.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦教会身上看见的事情。
And what Paul saw in the life of this church.
圣灵可以重复在 OC ECC 这间教会，阿门。
Holy Spirit can reconnect.
这是上帝的教会，属灵的家。
This is the church of God, the spiritual home.
上帝的圣灵要保守他的教会，让弟兄姐妹在他的福音正道上成长。
And the Holy Spirit will preserve the church so that the children will grow in Christ.
这可能都超出保罗当时的想象，所以他非常的 surprise.
This exceeded the expectation.
我盼望我每一次回来的 surprise.
And I hope that every time I return, I'll be surprised.
带来更大的喜乐。
That I have greater joy.
还有一个喜乐是我们将来的喜乐。
And there is one more joy that is our joy in future.
保罗从永恒和基督再来跟我们相见的眼光来驱动教会的使命和我们的人生。
And from the perspective of Christ returning, he encouraged the church to have a missional outlook.
在第二章的十九节就开始说，他说，我们的盼望和喜乐所夸的冠冕是什么？那岂不是耶稣基督来的时候，你们在他的面前可以站立得住吗？
In chapter 2:19, it says, "For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you?"
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For you are our glory and joy.
我也大胆的说一点 ，OCECC, you are my joy, you are my glory. We'll share this crown in the future forever.
And I say with
doesn't matter if we had a difference or not.
And I said with joy that you are my glory and my joy, and I will share it in the future with you.
因为他在十三章三章十三节这样说。
In chapter 3 verse 13,
在所有的祷告、所有的这些侍奉的过程中间，有一个目的。
In all this prayer and ministry, there is a purpose.
好使你们当我们的主耶稣基督与众圣徒来的时候，我们在父神的面前心里坚固，成为圣洁。就是在你我们的父面前，你们可以毫无被责备。
So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints.
你如果注意看保罗的宣教热情里面，
If you look carefully at Paul's missions,
除了上帝的荣耀，
other than the glory of God,
基督至宝与他联合，
and a reunion with Christ, with
就是万族万民成为上帝基业的那个愿景，
There is the vision to have all the nations in the earth have the church established among.
当他谈到宣教的第三个目的的时候，
when he talk about the third purpose of mission,
他跟那些根本平生没有关系的外邦人马其顿人，
he said to those who have no connection with him, the Gentiles of Macedon,
发生一个永恒的关系。
There is an eternal connection with them.
如果在第一章里头，你看他们离开偶像敬拜真神。
In chapter 1, you see they abandon the idols to worship the true God.
还有不断的问他们在将来这个拯救是不是到底。
And asking them whether this salvation is to the end. In the
他不担心上帝的手。
He's not worried about the hand of God.
他说：“你们这些人有没有尽本分
？”He said, "Have you fulfilled your duties?"
你们在神的面前，将来基督台前审判的时候，是不是可以站立得住
？Can you stand before the judgment of Christ in the future?
他提词的鼓励他们。
He encouraged them.
他就是把他自己的喜乐、哀怒。他的荣耀都跟这一群人紧紧地连在一起。
So he connected and shared his emotions, all his emotions of hope and joy with.
我也是这样盼望，我们的心也是永远这样连在一起。
And I hope that our hearts is connected in this way eternally.
Again, it's not about the money.
再一次，这不是关于。
It's about your life.
是关于你。
Given to the Christ, He died for you. He raised for you. We're coming back to.Bring you to the glory.
基督为你死，为你复活，将来要回来接你到荣耀里去。
If you live in this way,
如果你这样子活，
your life will be different.
你的生命就会不同。
When you see this dangers,
when 你看到危险的时候，
when you see this persecutions,
when 你看到当你看到逼迫的时候，
you know this is God working in this world.
你知道神在这个
世界中。It's not about the danger, persecution itself.
这个不单是关于逼迫本身。
It's we're going to produce the gold.
是那个
to purify us.
那个金晶。
Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
I hope in all our crown we had contributed each other's crown.
我盼望在我们的这个冠冕当中我们彼此的帮助。
I don't know, I want to switch the language. So I need to preach into the American church, I think. 真的。
Really, truly.
我非常感谢这个教会。
I give thanks to.
他们支持我们在这里侍奉。
They supported us in this ministry here.
在过去我们回去的十五年，这个十几年过程中，教会愿意花出时间。
In the past 15 years of ministry, the church is willing to spend the time.
因为有两部分的侍奉。
There's two parts of ministry.
有十周就是应该在外面的。
And sometimes
所以我不在这里的时候呢，千万不要以为我过去完全是亏欠你们，因为我有另一部分的工作，另一部分的侍奉。
Don't think that when I'm not here, I owe it to you because I have other parts of ministry.
我算了一下，我大概超过十周的日子并不多。
And over here, I've counted the time of me here is not a lot.
但是我盼望你们不要把济南永远的抓住。
But I hope that you don't hold on to Pastor Jinan all the time.
上帝可以使用他。在不同的方面来侍奉普世的教会。
And God can use him to serve him in different parts.
当教会把你们的牧师长老分赐出去的时候，
So when the church send your elders and pastors out,
是你们的福分。
It is your blessing.
是你们成长的机会。
It's the time for you to grow.
在人生经历中这种离别和相见里面，
So in the life of separation and reunion,
保罗总是把福音给的真实盼望给这个患难的世界。
Paul always gives the hope of the gospel to this persecuted world.
我们人生的每一个离别，每一个相见，其实都在预备我们是否信靠福音。
All the separation and reunions of our life is training us whether we believe in the gospel.
在这种情况下，能不能活出真实的喜乐？
Under this condition, can you live out the truly rejoiceful life?
在耶稣基督受死前，他说了一段非常有安慰的话。
And before Christ died, he said a very comforting words.
在约翰福音十六章二十二节到二十四节这样说。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 22, onwards.
他这样说：“你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，就是他受死之前，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。到那日，你们什么也就不用问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么。”他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，但如今你们求就必得到，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 22 onwards, so also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
门徒在耶稣受死以后离开他们，当然会极度的悲哀。
And the disciples, of course, were sorrowful when Christ left them to die.
但主应许三天以后跟他们再见。
But God promised them to meet with them again 3 days later.
那时候他们要遇见一个完全不同的耶稣，又跟原来又很连接。
And that time he will see a totally different Jesus.
他们跟复活的主连接，就产生一种无法夺去的喜乐。
And their reunion with this resurrected Christ will give them inexpressible joy. And he gave this promise to us. And says that in the past you have not asked anything in his name. But ask now. In his name. And God will fulfill your joy.
我特别问在座的基督徒，你是否跟基督复活的基督相遇？
I ask the Christians among, are you really reunited with the resurrected Christ?
Yeah.
Yes.
所以把生命奉上。
So give your life to God.
把金钱摆上，把时间放上。
Give your time and money.
我也问我们中间那些慕道朋友。
And ask the seekers among.
你有没有跟生命的复活的主相遇过？
Have you met with this resurrected Christ?
如果不是，
if not,
你心中现在暂时的平安喜乐不会存到永远。
The peace and joy in your hearts will not be eternal.
所以我就特别从心里发出来，邀请你们奉耶稣的名，离开你今天的这个状态。
So in my heart, I ask you, I plead with you in the name of Christ to leave your current path.
进入跟复活的主相见的那个状态。
To enter into this reunion with Christ.
在这个世界上真有平安。
And in this world, there is true peace.
是这个世界上各种各样的患难没有办法夺去的。
And there is a peace that no persecutions can remove.
因为如果人活着，刚开始创造不是让人死的话。
Because if
我告诉你，很多的慕道友都有一个盼望，说那如果你们说的是真的是真，就太好了。
Because if men were to create not to die, because many seekers will say, if what you say is true, it's really good.
在将来的新天新地里，没有罪，没有死亡，你从来没有经历过那样的事情。
In the new heaven and earth, there is no longer sin and death. You have never experienced.
这不是天方夜谭。
This is not myths and legends.
这个能够塑造你的未来。
This is what can
塑造你今天的生活。
This is what can shape your life today and in the future.
谦卑下来，花时间认识他。
Humble down, come to know him.
不光在主日进入小组。
Not only in the Lord's Day.
个别的认识这些基督徒。
Go to the fellowship, know the Christians.
最后一定要跟复活的主相遇。
And meet with the resurrected Christ.
使徒的改变其实都是透过复活的主来看十字架，来看耶稣的。
And the change in apostles is always through this resurrection of Christ.
就不再以外貌来认他。
It's not to see him, take him as his appearance.
还真认他是从上帝差来的那个弥赛亚，是上帝的真儿子，是要用他的宝血拯救我们，进入他将来的荣耀和喜乐里的。
But to truly know him as the Christ who has come from God to receive us back in his glory eternally in future.
因为上帝不断的让我们与死和复活的主相遇。
Because God always let us meet with this resurrected Christ.
好让我们不断的成为基督的见证。
So that we can be witnesses of Christ, the pillars of truth,
有爱的家庭。
And the family of love.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh Father, we give thanks to you.
我们呼召人来归向你的时候，
and when we call others,
我们就求主你的圣灵在他们心中，不光是现在，还持续的在他们里面工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit not only work now, but perpetually in their hearts.
好让这群人被你所得着。
So that this group of people can come to you.
好让你在他们身上的旨意可以完美的实现。
So that your will on their lives can be fulfilled.
我们这些人可以将来可以说，这些将来要跟我们一同接受奖赏得永生的人，他们就是我们的喜乐，就是我们的冠冕。
That we can say that these people who are to receive the rewards for us, they are our crown and our joy.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Give thanks in the name of Christ, we pray.
Amen.